So we're continuing with Hakdama Gimel, where we spoke last time about the Shvias HaKelim, where the Or Ein Sof came into the Kelim. The Kelim tried holding all the Or, but it was too much, and it broke, it shattered. So we're now on page Lamed Tes, and the Tzitzchen explains, B'chol HaShvira HaNasirak, all the breaking that took place in HaZayin Kelim HaTachton, the lower seven Kelim, which is Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, Netzachod, Yisod, Malchus, the seven low ones. About Hagimel Kalim Helyon, three upper Kalim Lo Nishadu. The three upper ones did not break. Rakechziku Vesablas Kol Ha'oros, they were somehow able to hold on to withstand all the Oros. And those three Kalim refer to Keser, Chachma, and Bina. Rak Achakach Kishehotsia Sazain Oros Atachtanom Nasa Heshvir. So only afterwards, when the Or was released from the Zain Tachtanom, then it created this breaking of the kelim. Achin gam begimel kelim helyonim hayaktas pagam. Even though the three kelim didn't shatter, there was still some pagam that took place to the three upper kelim. The fishaidei hashvira nimne mehem lemalos tafkidam lashpir lahazayin kelim tachtorim. Because the whole tafkid of the three kelim helyonim, which is again keser chachma bina, which we represent parts of the brain, the whole tafkid was to give the zayin kelim tachtorim, that they should be able to hold their oros, the chesed and the gvur and so on. But once the chesed, gvur and tferes and so on were broken, so that means the kelim elyon weren't able to accomplish the tafkid. You know, if a rebbe trying to teach a talmud, and the talmud breaks, so even though the rebbe doesn't break, but the rebbe feels broken. So the kelim elyon felt broken if the talmidim, if you will, couldn't be makaba what he was teaching. So derech mashal, the isha meinekes, a woman who's nursing, shimchala bina, if her child is ill, Veda Yechola Lehinako, and the child can't nurse. Yeshla Yisur Mehachalav Shinisha Bekirba. So now the woman, if she's not able to nurse properly, so she's going to be in pain, she's going to be uncomfortable. And Kain Hayaba Gimel Rishonos Ksas Pagam Kishinispiru HaTachtanim. So too, when the three upper Kain, we're not able to provide, we're not able to sustain and support the children, tell me them, there was a Pagam in them. Shlo Yechlu Lemalos Tafkidam Lashvir LaTachtanim Shebavur Zed Nivra. They're not able to properly be mashpir on the elyon or the tachton. Ubishas hashvira nasu gimel dvarim. So when these kelim tachton broke, three things happen. Aleph, hakelim nishbru nafilu mata. Number one is what we're talking about. The actual kelim broke, they shattered and they fell to the ground. That's aleph. Beis haoros, what happened to the light that were intended to be in this kelim? So haoros yatsu min hakelim valu b'chazar lamala. So the light had no place to go, so it just went back up to Shemayim. That's where it went. And Gimel, Reish Peches, is a very, very important number. Reish Peches, 288. Reish Peches Nitzotzen, there are 288 sprinkles, sparks, min haoros lo alu lamala, did not return back, they stayed down below. Rak naflu b'yachad makelim, they fell down with the broken kelim. So we oftentimes see this in Mitzrayim as one of the examples. Whenever you go to Gullus or any place that's dark and difficult, there are hidden nitzotot that are there. You have to extract them from these dark places. Not an easy task to do. Obviously, you have to go to Mitzrayim for a few centuries to get the nitzotot out. But these nitzotot, were 288, is a number that's symbolic of that which was remaining behind in the darkness. Dihine, Hashir ha'aros yatsu min ha'kelim v'alu l'mala. When these, the main light, left the kelim and shot back up to above, the kelim nafu l'matim v'nishru, while the kelim fell to the bottom and shattered, nasu mehem olamos nifradim. So the world began to develop. Worlds were created. Shem kochos ha'klipos v'achitzonim v'kochos harab. These broken kelim were all the klipos, which are blocks, Chitzonim, distractions, kochos harad, evil spirits were created, and that's what took place. Elu haklipos nechlakim lebeis sugim. So these klipos that were created, there are two basic categories. He writes, hasuga rishon, the first category, nikra shlosh klipos hatimeos. So the three major klipos, the three major sources of tuma, which is merumazim b'merkavas yicheskel, which are hinted at in the pesukim yicheskel. Ruach Sa'ara Anan Gadol Eish Mislakachas, which means a stormy wind. Anan Gadol is a thick cloud, and Eish Mislakachas is a fire. So these are three symbolisms of these three major klipos. Shame and Bechinas Ra Gamer, these are the essence of evil. Umehem Nimshach Kach HaYetzahara V'Chatoim V'Taivos HaYisr Chasham. These are the sources of all Yetzaharas, all Taivas, all types. Ve'la Klipos Yevsha L'Toknam L'Gamer. You cannot fix these completely. Ad Bias Mashiach. They will remain here in this world forever until Mashiach comes. Shazu Kadosh Baruch Hu Yaveh Zerah HaTumah Bin Haaretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to send away, is going to completely eradicate these three tumas. Again, Ruach Sa'ara, Adan Gadol, Eish Mishlakachas, are the three major klipas. But then there's a Suga Sheni. Those who learn Tanya will be familiar with this term. It's called Nikras, it's Klipas Noga, which is Klipa Meira. Noga means light. A light from a klipa, which is a oxymoron. How is there light from a klipa? A klipa is negative, a light is positive. So there's some hybrid here. What does this mean? So this is a second category of a klipa, but a toned down version. Sheruba ra, most of this klipa noga is bad. Yeshba ra k'mat to, but there's a little bit of good in this. And the Baal Tanya talks about eating, for example. Eating can be very bad, but there's also positivities in eating. There's a kedusha in eating. So it's mostly bad, but there's good to it. There can be good to it. V'imimutas ben hashlosh klipos atmeos, it's in between the three bad klipos. Legamre, the bain madrega sakadusha to the kadosh side. There's a sitcha acha, which is the other side, the bad side, and there's a good side. So klipas noga is like somewhere in the middle, depending how you, what your attitude is, depending what your kavana is. U'mimena nimshachan devarm hamutarn, v'nyoni harishus shem ura behen tovra. So this middle category are things mixed together, things that could be good and bad, depending what your take is, depending what your kavana is. There's certain things which are kadosh, mitzvahs, limrat Torah, tefillah, chesed, that which is bad, which is averos, and then there's klipas noga, which are neutral things, but depending what your angle is. V'avodas b'nei Yisrael tamid l'sakin es klipas noga l'halosa l'kadusha. And our avoda is to constantly fix it, to do the neutral things, to do it in a positive way, to infuse it with kedusha. The Purim, for example, is one of the primary times for this. Purim is a day of drinking and eating. It's a klipas noga, similarly. It's not bad. It's not good. It's just eating and drinking. But the idea is, if you're able to elevate a day like Purim, if you can elevate, it's very hard to do, though. But if you can, that's why Purim is greater than Yom Kippur, because to take that which has a confusing category to it and to extract the kedusha, it's easy to put tzitzit on and to get the mitzvah. It's easy to do chesed. But to take something that's power that could draw you this way and draw you that way, that's a much greater challenge, and that's why Purim is such a great day. It's in that category of klipas noga. V'hu, v'yidei she'ademosa inyani rishus l'shem shemayim. If you do something, a davar rishus, again, you exercising, which is davar rishus, you're doing it for l'shem shemayim. You're eating l'shem shemayim, these things, k'ma ha'ochel basar shmeina detur, eating a fatty piece of cow. You can eat it because you enjoy it. You can eat it to give you strength, to give you energy, to learn, to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'shos yayim mevusam, you're drinking nice, tasty wine, k'dei laharchiv daitu l'Hashem l'saras. You're drinking wine either to have a good time and be crazy, or to make your mind relax, so you could be makabah, the learning, a deeper understanding. Azai ma'le ha'mag me'tov v'murabah, then you could elevate, extract, and remove the good that's there, that's mixed together. The ultimate goal is to elevate the klipas noga, whereby it's always being used l'tov. If you're eating it because you have a taiva, you have such a thirst for it, then those moments you're eating it, you've now downgraded, you've degraded the chias of kedusha that's in eating El shlosh klipos hatameos, into the bad side. Arashe yashu b'tshuva. So that's the bad thing. You have to be able to eat the right way. There's a high level to do so. You know, most people eat it because they're hungry, not because they're trying to gain strength. It's not an easy avoda, but he's just explaining different things for us right now. Vine. Beish shvirs ha'kelim, the moment the kelim broke, v'stalkus ha'or, and the light removed itself, there were 288 sparks of ore that remained. And shenaflu lamate baklipa biyachem heshiv hakelim, that fell to the bottom with the shattered vessels. Kedei, with the intention of litain chias mu'etes lehashiv hakelim shloish bat lelagame. Nothing could exist in this world, even that which is bad, without there being some type of chias to it. It has to be some source of kedusha. So if the nitzotos never fell to the floor, the shivei kelim would have just evaporated. So for those shivei kelim, we'll see the purpose in momentarily. It needed some kedusha to stay alive, to have some kedusha. So the 288 nitzotos fell with the kelim to give the shivei kelim some life. Every single day, every day we extract, we extrapolate, we remove these two or some of the 288 sparks. When we serve our Kaddish Baruch in the proper ways, we're able to pull up the kelim, the shiver kelim. We're able to pull up the nitzotim. The gamar tikunim yela eight leis kates, and then the completion of the fixing of this these shiver kelim and the nitzotim will only take place at the time at kate the times of Mashiach. At that point, all the shiver kelim will be returned to its proper place. Okay, we'll stop here. Mr. Shem will continue. Actually, not now.